It is time for your little known Black history fact. Today, Tara Poole, the first Black valedictorian at the nation's number one first school of dentistry. Congratulations, Tara Poole, a student at the University of Maryland School of Dentistry, achieved a first this weekend during her graduation. Ms. Poole is the first Black valedictorian at the school, which is also the nation's first school of dentistry. And earlier this month, Poole was aware that she was one of the top students in her graduating class, but was surprised to be named valedictorian at the graduation. Poole delivered the commencement speech without any time to process her historic achievement. And in her later interview, Poole acknowledged the weight of her feat, mentioning that the former Baltimore College of Dentistry wouldn't have admitted her as a Black woman back when it opened in 1840. And Poole says she wants to become the Dr. Oz of dentistry. You go, girl. Tara Poole. And you can learn more about Tara.
You can.
At blackamericaweb.com. That's good.
I will not do Black dentistry at all.
What?
Stop doing it. Stop. I mean, good luck.
I try not to do it.
I bless her and her achievements.
Yeah. I got you on the tooth. Congratulations, Toofy.
Yeah. Congratulations, Tara. That's amazing. You know, all
I ain't like going to dentists at all. Yeah, so I'm with you, Tommy.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem, Jay. They don't
have enough Novocaine. They don't.
Yeah, and their needle's too big.
Yeah. And they say, this ain't going to hurt. Right. Lie.
You shouldn't put that in my mouth. And you tell me that ain't going to hurt.
Have you tried the laughing gas?
Yeah, I bought a barbecue potato chip wrong and cut my mouth open. You talking about sticking that in my jaw? Where is it going to go?
I like when they say, don't tense up.
Really? Relax. Yeah, they always say relax. Relax.
Do you see
relax.
How long that thing is? You point a giant mosquito at me talking about don't move.
Oh, my God. Good luck to her. Bless her heart.
Yeah, bless your heart, Terry. Y'all see in California the graduation where police had to escort this 18-year-old Black merit scholar out of graduation for refusing to remove his kente cloth?
Yeah, apparently, he went up to accept... And they asked him to remove it. He said, no, I'm representing my heritage. And I guess apparently that was threatening to some.
Where was he from?
Well, he lives in California.
California. Yeah, he's. I'm not sure exactly.
Is he a native?
I think Kenya is, his heritage home. But
oh, he's from Africa. Yeah, well, okay. You have trouble getting an African out of Kente. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Their whole theme is the dress.
Don't laugh at him. It's like when you
if
laugh.
If something don't match, then
exactly like Queen Latifah's background.
Does this go together? The plaid and the polka dots.
Should I or should I not?
Should I or should I not wear the plaid and polka dot together?
Because I can't put it on without putting it on.
It's like dueling Africans.
So you're going to ask a Black man to not wear kente? Where are you from?
You got to swing it. Because there is not a reason why.
See, I blame you.
I should put it on.
I blame you.
Because I'm going to.
There is not a reason why.
Right. There is not
a reason why. I left my two kids
home. You can tell me a reason why.
You know what? I blame Tara Poole.
Yeah.
It didn't take much in Africa, though.